It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, the 8th chapter. Matthew chapter 8, we're going to begin reading with verse 23 through the 27th verse. And so, Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to write, call us 217-847-2717. That's 847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it'd be www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Let's begin now to read Matthew chapter 8. We don't like to take a lot of time. We like to get right into the study. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. His disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, thank you. We can come today and just enjoy your power and enjoy your presence. Set us, Father, on the path of righteousness. Give us your strength, Father, each and every day. Speak to our hearts as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, if there's folks that are listening that do not know you as their Lord and Savior, please don't let them miss the opportunity of salvation. Father, help them to examine their hearts to see that day when they acknowledged that they were a lost sinner and accepted you as their Savior. And Father, we know that that's not done with a group. That's an individual thing. So I ask, Father, that you please would just help them to see that time. And if they cannot find that time, then we know, Father, that they do not know you. They need to come and trust in you as their Savior. So please, speak to their hearts. You died on the cross. You shed your blood on the cross. You were buried. 3 days later, you rose again. So not only took care of our sin because you were the perfect sacrifice, but also you've given us life because we've raised from the dead. And that's all taken care of with your precious, precious blood. Thank you, Father. Guide and lead us now through this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have had the conversation prior talking about the follow me, let the dead bury the dead in the earlier verse there of 22. But here in verse 23, they'd come down, they'd entered into a ship, and his disciples followed him. So he, if you'll remember here, we got away from the great multitude back in verse 18. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave command to depart unto the other side. And so, and then we had verse 19 through 22, and that conversation went on sometime between there. And then when they had gotten down to the water's edge, they entered into the ship. His disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Now, we're going to look at the other two because we also have this beautiful story, this beautiful message, this event. We have it also in Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. And we're going to read from verse 36 to 41. And that same day, verse 35, when even was come, he said to them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. So we get a little different look here. Same story, same message. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now, we read first in Matthew, then we read from the Gospel of Mark. Now, we're going to go to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, I need you to keep your fingers in all this, because we're going to do some comparing here. Luke chapter 8, verse 22 through 25. Now, it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples and said to them, Let us go over unto the other side. Let us go over to the other side of the sea, of the lake, I'm sorry. Let's go to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he rose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and the water to obey him. So now we have Matthew and Mark and Luke, and there is some little differences between them. If you'll notice, first of all, that in Matthew, he asked them first, before he stilled the storm, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? In Mark and in Luke, he stilled the waters, he settled the storm, and then he turned to them, Why are ye fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? In Mark, in Luke, we have where is your faith in 25, which is after he had ceased the raging of the storm. Don't be concerned that there's a contradiction here in any way, shape, or form, because I would say without question, he probably spoke to the disciples before and after. Matthew records the before. Mark and Luke record the after. Either way, the Lord saw through their faithlessness. And I would say that he probably spoke to them, rebuked them on both sides of the storm. Without question, with both sides. So, we have Jesus, we have the disciples, we have a record that there were other ships, if you'll recall us speaking of that. Was that back here in Mark, I believe, as we look at Mark 36. Okay, and there were also with him other little ships in verse 36 of chapter 4 of Mark. And so that's another little reference. So there was not only just the disciples and the Lord Jesus out in their small ship, there was also other ships that were round about them that saw it. And so I just wanted you to see the difference. I enjoy reading from one to the other. And there's just little notes there, and we're going to cover those as we proceed through the study. concerning statements that the Lord Jesus made. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, "And when he had entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep." Now let's go back to Mark here, and let's see what he had to say in the scripture of Mark. "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." That's the way it entered there. "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow." Let's see what Luke has to say here. And in Luke, we find "But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him," the scripture says. So as we continue to kind of compare those three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we find that they're all telling the same story, but they're telling it by the leadership of the Holy Spirit with the eyes of each one and declaring without question what's important. So, "Behold, there arose a great tempest of the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves." So it was a terrible, terrible storm. A storm that was just overwhelming that little ship, as well as the others. Remember, we made reference that there are other little ships out there. And so here comes all this storm, and all these things were coming, and the ship was just going to be totally wrecked, totally destroyed. And here was Jesus asleep. Verse 24. He was asleep. In spite of the storm, didn't bother Jesus. He was resting. It bothered the disciples. We're not told how long. We're not told how long that this emergency was there. We're not told whether it came on slowly and just continued to get a greater storm. We're not told whether it's just came on instantly. We're not told. And we're not told how long that the disciples discussed amongst themselves, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? But they became, in each case on all three Gospels, they came to a place that they thought they were going to die. And they came to a place that they really couldn't understand how Jesus could just be asleep. How could anyone sleep so sound through such a great danger? He said, "Lord, save us, we perish," it tells us here in Matthew. In Luke, they said, "Master, Master," giving quite an emphasis there. In Mark, the statement is probably very clear. "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" There's a little bit of discussion there that don't you care about us? You see, that's what usually happens. And it even said "we" there, that we perish. They included Jesus in that statement. Something must be done immediately. Immediately, we must have help. Well, in verse 26, the disciples came to him and woke him and saying, "Lord, save us, we perish. Save us, we perish." And he says to them, before he stopped the storm, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Little faith. Words of rebuke. Something must be done immediately. they had thoughts, they were fearful, that even with the presence of Jesus on the ship, that the ship was going to sink. First speaking, then rebuking the sea. Now we have in the other two Gospels that he rebuked the sea, and then he spoke to them. I would say again that he did it on both sides, before and after. What's the worst sin? Is it murder? What is it? No, the worst sin is unbelief. That's the worst sin. Do we not understand that God is God and nothing is too hard for him? How could God, how could Jesus, man God, how could something happen to him? Can't. Wouldn't. Not until he got to the cross. And then man didn't do it to him. The devil didn't do it to him. Nature didn't do it to him. It was his time, an appointed time to die for our sins. That's why Jesus came. He didn't come to die in a storm. He came to die on a tree. He came to die on the cross. Faith. It wasn't that they didn't have faith. There were some references to that a little bit back here. Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? That's Mark. Let's see what Luke has to say about that. Where is your faith? Was the comment that was made in verse 25 of Luke chapter 8. So as we look at those and we compare them back and forth, I love to do that so we can really get a good look at it. There must have been and was some faith, because they turned to him. Lord, save us, we perish. If they had no faith in what the Lord Jesus could do, why did they call upon him? Why didn't they just wake him and say, we're going to die, period? He said, save us, in Matthew. Let's see what Mark has to say. Save us. And here in chapter 4 of Mark, it says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And we said Jesus was asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? It would seem that from Mark that they had the least amount of faith coming from that viewpoint. Matthew said, save us. Here, carest thou not that we perish? What's Luke have to say? Sailed, fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy, and they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. And he arose and rebuked the wind. They went to him for help, no matter how much little faith that they may have. They went to him for help. First speaking to them, then rebuking the sea. Again, the worst sin his unbelief. Did these people commit sin? Yes, they did. Because they did not trust in the Lord, him being present. But they did have faith. May have been a little, but they had faith. Otherwise, they would not have turned to Jesus. So you see, down deep in their heart, it would seem that they knew that this man that was sleeping could help. We've got a beautiful verse of scripture back here in Isaiah. I don't know how many fingers you've got. I've got mine in Matthew and Mark and Luke, and now we're going back to Isaiah. Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. It's so easy for us to turn our eyes onto the circumstances and forget the power and the strength that our Lord can give us. In Luke, Jesus asked, "Where's your faith?" It's kind of a simple answer. Happens to us all the time. Fear replaces faith. So we're back to unbelief. Why are ye fearful? Matthew is recorded here. O ye of little faith. We need to see that fear doesn't replace faith. You're listening to the news. Constantly on the news. It's all fear. That's all we ever get. We hear that the storms are coming, and it's going to be the worst storm ever. So, you know, take care. Put yourself in a safe place, because it's coming. It is coming. It's going to be the worst. There's tornadoes. There's hurricanes. There's fires. And if you swallow up some of the lies of the world that we have either global warming or climate change, this climate might be changing. But if it is, it's God's doing, not ours. We have so little to do with this universe and this earth when it comes. We're to care for it. We're not to pollute it, I agree, but we are not changing it. And if you're a Christian and you have bought into that, you need to reconsider. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Because if we are afraid and live in fear because of that, the oceans are going to rise up. Fear. It's all fear. There's a lot of money made with fear. But if you want peace, you want contentment, replace that fear with faith. Replace that fear with faith. Let's go to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Oh, I'm so scared. That's sin. Because you've let faith go and you have fear. We let fear go and have faith. That word rebuke back here is a very strong word. Matthew, it says, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? And he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Rebuked. It's a very, very strong word. The devil's strong. The devil is the prince and the power of the air. But the Lord is stronger. God is mightier. He spoke. And it went from the most horrible, strongest storm that they'd ever witnessed to the greatest calm. And remember back here where it said there were other ships back in Mark. So not only did he save these men, showed them his strength, but he also gave a witness to all those other little ships. Remember, when they got back to land, I'm sure there was some conversation went on. He was on our ship. Jesus spoke. And it stilled that storm immediately. Immediately there was a great calm. It wasn't just calm. It didn't just slowly settle down. It stopped instantly. Instantly. You know, the wind starts to die down, and so then the waves lessen, and it just, the rain lets up. Oh, my, I think we're going to be okay. It stopped instantly. We talked about we're not sure how long the disciples waited before they went to Jesus for help, but we do know how long it was from the time that great tempest, that great storm was there, to the great calm, and it was a snap of a fingers. It was a split second. It was the wink of an eye. Very short. See what took place when Jesus took care of the storm. The men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Wonderful verses of Scripture. Wonderful verses of Scripture. Let's go back to Psalms 89. Just about out of time, but I've got one more verse of Scripture here I want you to see. Psalm 89, verse 8 and 9. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thee faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Yes, without question. Faith. God had to show these men who he was. I need you to believe that I am God. No one else could ever speak and stop the storm, cease the winds. No one. No one. So please understand. Please, without question, come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk with him. Trust in him as your Savior. You're a sinner. You're lost. My dear friend, What are you going to do about Jesus?